Hi, this is a dictation for Nigel Love, NIGEL LOVE, date of service 9/16/2025, date of birth is 3/5/2002, date of accident is 5/17/2025. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that only issue he's got left is a lower back pain to the tune of 9 with no radiation. The pain in the knee is now completely gone. His mood is great. He can sleep pretty all right with some toss and turn. Anxiety, depression is present. Some panic is present, especially while being in the car. He's seen a psychiatrist at Henry Ford Hospital even before the accident. And so that is going on. All of these symptoms are related to an accident on 5/17/2025 when his car was rear-ended and he was traveling as a passenger on the left, restrained in the rear seat. Currently, pain level do remain around 9 in the lower back. ADLs are affected 9. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the record for the ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 156/109, pulse 66, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 8/11/2025 for Nigel Lum, dictation number 0811-026. Plan is to continue the physical therapy to the lower back only for 2 times a week with traction and massage. Patient remains off work. As for replacement transportation has been checked. Medications are provided as follows: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 with the pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg ER 2 times a day for anxiety, depression, panic, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day. For pain, nerve pain, headaches, Lunesta is given for a topical pain relief. The mass were reviewed, labs have been reviewed. And the patient is otherwise stable. The patient has had MRI of the left knee where the patient has a normal appearing MRI for the knee and the pain is also gone. In the lower back, patient has a disc bulging abutting L5 nerve root, L5 S1 and L4 L5. There is some element of facet hypertrophy and retrolisthesis. Patient was advised he may benefit from LESI times 4 and facet joint injection to bring the relief. The patient has not given a consent. He is still reviewing it. And once he made up his mind, he'll let us know and we'll schedule him. So far, he doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation. All the options, including spinal cord stimulation device, has been discussed. Thank you.